Welcome to Spread Anchors, the podcast that dives deep into the world of water skiing with Chris Rossi and Trent Pennison.
Season 5, Spray Makers. Who would have ever thunk it that we would have made it this far? But we are jumping in. Trent, I just have to start by saying, like, I can't believe that, you know, we've already done so many episodes, and I can't tell you how much I look forward to it every time that we get to record one of these. And it's almost like that we're back together, you know, sitting in the same room, which we're not. You know, we get to chat along the way throughout the winter, but as Spray Makers season kicks off, it also reminds me that water ski season is kicking off. And man, I couldn't be more fired up about the season here, you know, on the episodes, and also to start getting back out in that water. How are things down there in Texas?
Yeah, I mean, this is the best time of year for both of those reasons. One, back on the mic with you, Rossi, which I think we kind of alluded to it before, but I know, you know, as both a skier and a coach, I'm personally gaining a lot out through this process. You know, I'm a better coach now than I was at season one, you know, cause when you just, this sort of collaborative effort, we get to kind of think tank, honestly weekly regarding nothing other than your skiing, my coaching, my skiing while I'm on the water, your coaching, you know, this back and forth is invaluable, to us. And hopefully you guys are, gathering something from it also.
You just totally beat me to the punchline that I wanted to get back to, which was the opening of doors to thinking in different ways is so stimulating and exciting that it brings, you know, I mean, I spend hours thinking about it on my own and coming up with, you know, the way that I see this all working out. And then I get to, you know, spit back and forth with you. And all of a sudden, like, it's like a, I don't know, it's like a snowball running down a hill where it just keeps getting more momentum and bigger and more exciting until it comes to its big final end, I guess. But, you know, it's, yeah, that I think it's possibility. Possibility is what spring brings me, and it brings new options, new opportunities.
Yep.
And it's just, you know, spring, it's new growth. It's new growth. Yep. Period. And I think that's why we keep coming back to Spray Makers, so excited to share with you all. And then also, you know, getting all the feedback that we get from all of you. I mean, you know, last year I went to Nationals for the first time in a few years, and having so many people come up and just, you know, want to talk about Spray Makers, want to thank us for Spray Makers, you know, I mean, basically I feel like we need to thank everyone that's listening right now for Spray 100%. Makers, because we wouldn't be doing this without you.
Yep. No, 100%. So in keeping with this, like, you know, Rossi, we've said this before, you know, but this is not only is it the most fun time of year, right? This is like, so with my skiing, I always remember, like, my first setback on the water, it was kind of a litmus test for me. If it was fun, I knew it was going to be a good season. You know, if that first set sparked something, I which it always did, and it always does, I come back to the dock with a smile on my face, because I know, like, okay, this still holds water for me, if you will. And this is the most important time of year, and unfortunately, it's the most overlooked portion of the season, right? What does that mean to you?
Well, I think that, you know, I guess when we look at our skiing, there's a lot of different ways to look at the beginning of the year. But for me, and we've talked about this in many, many years of our episodes here, you know, there is two trains of thought. You know, you and I tend to come into a season, I guess I like the word intention. Like, we have, yep, we have intentions, we have goals, yes, we have things that we're striving for. I want every year that I start to be my best year ever. And, you know, whether or not the year before finished as your best year ever, whether you got all of the goal, you achieved all the goals that you set, or whether it went sideways and you didn't, you know, you've had the winter to release all of those emotions, release all of the goods and bads, and then start thinking about, well, what does this year bring me? and how is this going to be the best year of my life?
Yes.
And
how?
That's, yeah, exactly. So that's like the, that's the thing that I go into it with. But I get a lot of people who are like, what they, what their whole spring intention is to just get back on the water and get to ski strength, and then I'll start my season.
Yes.
And it's too late. It's to me, yeah, exactly. It's too late. And so how you go into a season is probably, well, again, I've already said it. It's the most exciting part of my season is right now. Like, I'm not skiing quite yet, but I'm getting real close. And, you know, that's the way it's going to go. So I'm going to have a full game plan, and I'm going to have evaluated all these things. So anyway, it's making sure that you have a plan and that you're fired up about your plan. And that it's not about just getting back to where you were last year. I mean, where you were last year was great, but don't we want to be, you know, growing as a human, growing as an athlete, growing as a competitor, you know, all of these things. So I think that's the part of spring that gets me fired up. And I'm sure that you deal with this, on the daily, especially coming out of winter, you know, and that's the one great thing about you having, you know, working with the same, you know, a lot of the same, you know, clientele, is that you can keep them more on this path that we're talking about, and further away from, you know, I mean, I grew up in Vermont, you know, I mean, we had frozen lakes. You didn't even think about snow skiing because you were snow skiing, you're doing other things, and the lake was frozen. And then the lake is cold as heck, and you just go out there and you're like, well, I guess we'll just go ski because it's fun. And, you know, I wasn't trying to make fun of anybody, but like that mentality, and I'm guilty of it, you know, back in the early days of my career. So how do we look at this, Trent, and how do we move forward with the best possible scenario, and why are we doing that?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So I think, and if you're listening to this and you've already had a handful of sets for the season, it's not to say, you know, oh, you're doomed, but grab hold of this now. Okay. So I think of it as I want to establish a theme for the season. And the way I do that is think of it kind of like as an investment. You need to take like a cold look at your skiing or a clinical look at your skiing or have someone help you do it, you know, and just evaluate, okay, what single thing that if I improved the least, say, you know, if I can improve this facet of my skiing by 10%, am I going to yield the greatest return? Right. And so you can tell by the way, you know, the way that's phrased, this is going to be something on a fundamental level. Mm-hmm. You know, what's that one thing about my skiing that's always bugged me a little bit that I just, kind of massage my way through or kind of cast it aside and start working on the fun stuff. Like what do you know you need to improve upon? And that's going to be big picture. Like for, honestly, for, I would say for 80% of skiers, if they simply could improve upon, their stance, the way they stand on their ski, they're going to, you know, cause that's the dirty work. That's the stuff where you're like, well, look, the way I stand is the way I stand. But if they improved upon that, that's, they're going to yield the greatest return as it relates to either improvement or consistency, you know, or it's, you know, someone that, you know, look, every time I cross the wakes, I look picture perfect. And there's plenty of skiers like that also, but you know, perhaps it's going to be, you know, if I developed a little better understanding of my gates, you know, if I could turn in with more speed or da, 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 or, you know, it's finding that one key thing that's going to be, and again, I call it like your theme for the season. Everything you build from now until October is going to be based around that. And so how difficult is it to identify that, Rossi? Like, you know, how do you identify that fundamental thing that you know you need to improve upon?
Are you telling me that I have to focus on leg day at the gym? Because I just like bench press, dude.
I want to
be a big bencher, you know. I mean, I think that's the whole point, is that as humans we gravitate towards what we're good at.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
For
sure. I'm going to gravitate towards, you know, setting up my ski better instead of maybe, you know, trying to look at something inside of my my technical realm that I need to improve upon, you know, like in my stance or in my approach.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what my strength happens to be, is one of those things, right? But like every one of us, you know, if you constantly, season after season, people tell you you need to get your hips up, then this season, it's time, because you've already heard it so many times. You've already been
and
told.
And you see it. And you see it when you watch your own videos, right?
So I actually believe that most of us know exactly the
place
where we should be trying to improve.
Yeah.
Oh, I just, my hips drop back out of the end of my offside turn and I lose angle. Okay, then let's make this season be the season that we are unwilling to let that continue.
Yep.
That's
for sure. And even if you, and then, you know, and it need not be altogether daunting, right? Because, you know, because back to that first statement, like what aspect of my skiing, if I improved by 10%, you know, I'm not saying I need to all of a sudden, you know, look like Rossi or Will Asher or something, but if it was consistently 10% better, I'm going to yield like a heck of a lot of return. So it doesn't, you know, it's not like, excuse me, it's not daunting because it needs to go from marginally okay to perfect, but improvement there, right? And it's, and the reason why it's so important to do it now, like if you hop in and, you know, get your 15, 20 sets under your belt, right? Your body, like, so if you've been off the water for any of the off season, that's when like your body's neural pathways, like the way that you're, the way and the rate at which your brain is receiving information through your body, like that's, those are as soft as they're ever going to be. You know, you can call it muscle memory. But if you wait until you're 15, 20 sets in, your body's already, you're going to start receiving that information in familiar patterns, right? So your body wants that, right? Like your body is going to want to get back into a position or into, you know, a sequence of movements that it finds familiar. That's what we do, right? There's comfort in that. So those, for like, honestly, the first set of the year, you know, like I'm not saying you have to go run passes even, but the first set of the year, the first five sets, and in my mind, I'm always the first 10 sets of the year. That's when you can create the most foundational change, the most fundamental change. Your body's open to it. Your body's susceptible to it because it doesn't have that, you know, that comfortability yet.
Why do you think that people get so caught up in getting back to where they were so early in the year?
And even that state, and even that, you know, like,
I know.
Even that phrase, I need to get back to where I was and then we'll get to work on things. And it was like, why would you ever want to get back to where you were? You know, and the best example, you know, cause he's throughout his career, he shared it a lot, is Will Asher. Like he never wanted to get back to where he was, even if the season before he won the world championships, he had no interest in getting back to where he was, not as a skier, not as a ski designer. And you're the same way, Ross. It doesn't matter how well one of your skis sell best. I mean, time and again, the best selling skis in the industry, you're the same way. You bravely wipe the slate and I don't want to improve upon this ski. I want a new ski. where was I going with that? But it's exactly that. It's, you know, don't plan to get back to where you were, because if you get back to where you were, what do you think the results are going to be? They're going to be the same. And like you led us off with, this whole thing is about improvement. That's, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably the same sort of sickness that Rossi and I both have, right? It's that quest, that unyielding quest to get better. And it has to happen now. And that's why it's so exciting. That's why the people that don't approach it in this manner, like I know so many people that hate the start of the year. I'm sore. Everything feels like crap. But if you just turn that upside down, like, and look at it through the lens that Chris and I are talking about, that's why this is so exciting. Nothing feels familiar. Heck yes. Right. Yeah. Like, so now I know I can make change.
Yeah.
And it's those first 10 sets, you know, and that's what's going to honestly determine. And again, if you've already had 10 sets this year, that's okay. Right. You can like just you know, it's you're at a slight disadvantage, but wipe the slate clean. If you didn't already have a plan, and come up with a plan, come up with a theme for the season.
You know, I just had one thing I wanted to throw in there, and I think it's a four letter word that jumped out in my mind, and it's F-E-A-R. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of people start with a fear based mentality.
Yeah.
And I think that right there will set the tone for your entire season. You're worried about not doing something.
Yeah.
Let's start to release that, and let's start to be open to growth. Let's start to be open to change and open to new possibilities. Mm-hmm. And let's try something different. We know fear-based never leads to anything positive. You know, it only holds you back. You know, I mean, if you go talk to any athlete who just went out and performed a personal best, performed a crazy act, you know, talk to Joel about what happened last year at, you know, the World Championships for him, you know, like he had an unbelievable performance, and you're going to ask, there was zero fear there. There was no, that wasn't even part of the equation. He was, you know, flowing in the moment. You know, you can hear I was in the zone. You know, all of those things are not fear-based. So let's just go ahead and release that. Sure, we all have our worries and things like that, but that doesn't need to be the focal point and the root of all of our you know, source of our skiing. Like, let's go right now. Let's make a plan. Let's dive into a whole new way of thinking about it, and let's get excited about this. And you know, I think this time of year, I do not think about buoy count. I don't think about where I want to be in August. I want to set my goals and intentions, and I want to get lost in the process.
Yes.
That's the deal. So Trent, how do we move along from here? Like, if you've got a skier now, like let's say myself, I'm really excited about this upcoming season. How do I do this? Like, what do I need to be doing right now to be ready for these first few sets? Like, let's say with me, this will be helpful for other people next season as well. They can come back and listen to this over the winter and be able to do it too. So, I mean, we've got a lot of ability. Like, you're going to be able to implement this now, but you also can use this in future seasons. You've got a clean slate. I haven't skied. I'm really excited about skiing. You mentioned earlier that I would like to find that one thing in my skiing that I need to improve on, that I know, because I know it. Everybody's also been able to tell me about it, i.e., you know, my hips are back or whatever that is. So what is it now that I can start to do to set myself up for the right pathway?
Well, I think it's,
not the right goal. I don't know, but.
Well,
I mean,
what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
I meant like, maybe that's not the right question to be asking you. So you can spin this any which way you want to. Where are we going to go with this?
Okay, so I think develop your theme for the season, right? So, and again, like Rossi, like you said, that's your buddy's been telling you your arms are bent, or your buddy's been telling you that your hips are back, or whatever it is. Like you're going to know what it is, right? And don't think, you know, think fundamental, think foundational. Because that's not to say that, you know, while this is going to be your theme for the entire season, there's going to be trickle down from it, right? Like if simply getting your hips up, excuse me, is the most important thing for you, as the season progresses and you find yourself in a better stance and a better stance and a better stance, and you're creating more power and more speed, then that's going to kind of morph into perhaps, you know, how can I trend now with this power that I'm creating earlier in the swing, now I can start transitioning a little earlier, da 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 da. It's going to, you know, there's going to be offshoots from it, but this needs to be your thing for the season. So I think, you know, step one is determine what that is. And then from there, I think you can start building a plan for the entire season, you know? And with that, I think, you know, the first thing you do is there's kind of a reflective process, if you will, you know, and given you've been listening to us for a while, perhaps, you know, I'm sure you're, you know, if you're not journaling every set, you're still marking kind of milestones along the way. So for me, I like to, first of all, look back. Did I meet my goals from last season? You know, like just, you know, you had some qualitative goals, meaning the quality of your skiing, the quality of your movements, some specific things that you wanted to improve upon. And you likely had some quantitative goals, meaning some numbers you wanted to hit. So did I hit those, any of those marks? And if not, you know, where along the way was I skiing my best? Because once you have a theme for the season, now it's going to be time to start coming up with, you know, a little bit more of a concrete set of goals for the year.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to get goals going. So could you maybe then say, if you're going to get goals going, what, and you're going to, we have the one thing that we're going to work on. How do those blend? Like how do you blend those? Because there's going to be people that just heard that and go, oh, well, my goal is to run 35 off in a tournament this year. I've never done that before, but also I need to learn this 10%. And this 10%, it seems like if I spend too much time on that, I'm never going to get to the 35 off goal.
Yeah. And that's, yes, I'm glad you said that. Cause that's like, therein lies the challenge for actually committing to improving your skiing, right? Is that a lot of people are going to be on board for this in April, but June 1, or actually a lot sooner than that.
Yeah, it can
be. Often like May 15th is like, garbage this. I'll pick you guys up on episode 6. I'm not ready for to commit to this. and that's, I was a little lost in thought in terms of where we were going with this, but that's, now I thank you for segueing in that matter, mm-hmm. because that's why setting up like a plan for the season is incredibly important. Because if you're open to change and you're committed to, you know, improving, truly improving your skiing, not just practicing more, but truly improving your craft, your process. If you're open to it in April, you need to still be open to it in May, in June, in July, in August. So coming up with a concrete plan, let's just, we'll use that example. Like what you just said, Rossi, like if you're, let's just say your plan is to run 35 off this year, you know, your historical best is 3 or 35 in a tournament, just arbitrarily speaking. And you know, like, okay, I know that if I just had more power through, you know, a better structure, better stance, better way of standing on my ski, I know I could consistently run 35. So coming up with a plan for the season is incredibly important because it allows you to stay on task. You know, it June 1st hits and you're still a little uncomfortable with the way you're doing things. There's no need to panic if you can view the season through its entirety. You know, right. So just for example, if your goal was to hit this, you know, these extra three buoys that you had never hit before, when I'm setting up my plan, I'm going to start, you know, a lot of the tournament schedules aren't necessarily out yet, but you have kind of a rough idea when, you know, when these tournaments are going to be. And, you know, if your goal is to hit, you know, a new personal best, you know that towards the end of the season, it's going to be your greatest opportunity. So you can kind of do a month to month. Like I would start with a rough outline this time of year, but so I guess my point is, June 1st, if you're still only running mid 35, you know, you still have 3 months to implement all the productive change that you put in motion way back in April. Mm-hmm. I think if we don't have the ability through planning to view the season in its entirety, we start panicking way too early in the process, mm-hmm. you know? So yeah, come up with, that's the next step for me to be able to commit to you know, this process of foundational improvement is come up with initially a rough outline for the year. Here's my goal. Here's my opportunities to meet that goal. So by May, I would like to at least be doing this. And maybe that's, you know, hey, running my 28s with this new improved facet and seeing the results as, you know, being expressed in more space, more time, more width, more power, you know, and then perhaps by June, I want to start seeing that change reflect in 32, you know, running it with more space, more time, more power, you know, that way, as we start to get into tournament season, that you don't, you know, you're not hitting the panic button 2 weeks before, because again, you know that your opportunity to reach these goals is probably going to come more August, September.
Yep. Yep. I think, I mean, and that is a lot. You unloaded a lot of stuff in there.
It was a lot.
Which is good. I mean, that's what we need to hear. I mean, what I'm hearing right there in the end of that is, I guess what I like to call milestones. And you have your end game goal. Like if that was, you know, in this example was run 35 off in a tournament, but you need to have your milestones along the way, because an end goal can feel like it's too far away.
Yeah.
Like you're never, you know, if you just set an end goal of run 35 off, but you've never done it, and the closest you've ever gotten to is three, let's just say, then we want to set up milestone goals along the way so that we're having successes, you know, that we have things that we can actually check the box on that we know we have accomplished. Because I think a lot of people just set that big goal, and then they start with what we're talking about, with their new key. And I actually, you know, I've always said like three keys is kind of the thing that I've always run with. And that's something that I did, but I actually kind of keep coming back to this, one key keeps coming out to me. Like find that one thing that you said this at the beginning of the year, and let's just really only evaluate our sets based on that.
How hard is that though? Right.
Right.
You know, and that just takes me to someone that I'll be working with later today. And there's one thing you need to improve upon. So I don't want to hear about four things in June. This is all I care about. How'd you ski today? I did this, this, and this. That doesn't matter. Did you stand better? You know, like you have the video, like take a freeze frame at the first whitewash. Is that truly how you want to look? Mm-hmm. And it's hard. It's hard. It's difficult to stay on task, and it's difficult to evaluate things correctly. Right. We get so, that quantitative data that I ran four at, 34 miles an hour, like those numbers are just, they don't lie, but they're, that data itself doesn't really tell you anything about the quality of what you're doing.
You know, whether you skied well or you chased buoys or you weren't into the game or you were in the game and still didn't do well, you can ask yourself honestly, if you really reflect, you'll know how that went.
Yeah.
And if you're only, if someone asks you, how did you ski today? And you go, oh, it wasn't that good. I only ran, whatever. I mean, the same example of wanting to run 35. Oh, I missed 3:32s today. Wasn't that good. It's like, well, that's not what this time of season is about. We're not talking about not being accountable. Okay. Like that. Yeah. But how did you set an intention before you skied? I will only worry and focus on my stance from your examples, right? How well did you do that? How many buoys did you run? Because go back to what we first talked about, which was we also are going through the soreness factors. We are still, solidifying those neural pathways. We are still bringing everything back. We are still getting used to how fast we go when we water ski. I mean, there's so many other factors, and the water's really cold, so the ski doesn't react the same.
And I'm out of breath.
You're out of breath. You're not conditioned. I mean, conditioning is huge, right?
Yeah.
So, and I get why people want to just default back to it's really easy to default back to, I am only as good as the buoys that I ran today. And that's just not how someone who wants to grow is going to look at it.
Yep. Yep.
Right.
Yep. So, and just look at skiers around you or even look at yourself, and we've all gone through stages of this where like just run the same scores 2 years in a row, 5 years in a row, 10 years in a row, 15 years in a row, right? If it happens. And even if you found yourself in that, even if you're with your own skiing, you're like, man, I've been doing the same thing for 10 years. That doesn't mean it always needs to be that way, right? It just, okay. If after 15 years of running the same scores, if you want those extra two buoys, three buoys, four buoys, it doesn't mean it can't happen, it's an obvious statement, but if you approach this season like you have the previous 20, you're going to get the same result. And again, there's no other time. There's no easier time. And it really is. There's no other time to create fundamental change than the start of the year. And it's like, dude, it's liberating as heck. Like if I'm telling you, hey, for the next 2 months, like you don't need to stress out on your scores. You don't need to beat yourself up because none of that matters. Like what, who wouldn't take that option?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a perfect way to end this, but I actually just wanted to throw in one other thing, which was I've been, you know, we've talked about this in last season and probably the season before is like, you know, I got back in the gym. I had lost my gym way for a while, you know, I had young kids and I was able to rely upon being active, doing a lot of things that I do. And, but it caught up to me, you know, and then, so I got back in the gym and, you know, my goal in the gym was to be, you know, better prepared to water ski. I mean, that's really what I told the trainer. Right. And I've been going to the gym for, let's just say 18 months. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm stronger. And, you know, things are going fine in the gym and they're going great. And then I had this epiphany. I realized, I was like, wait a second, I'm just going through the motions. So in my mind, that's basically the same as I'm just going to the lake and I'm just skiing, expecting to get better.
Yes.
And I realized that I had just put out a very generic goal that had no milestones along the way, that had no accountability along the way, and that basically had no intention. It had nothing. So because I didn't set those things in my mind and coming from inside of me, I was literally just doing it, expecting great results. And what I realized one day is I'm like, I'm just like a zombie in here. I just come in, I do it, I leave. And I have expected that I would see these great transcendent results. Yeah. And all of a sudden I realized, I was like, oh, everything I talk about water skiing, I should be applying to this. So I talk to my trainer, I sit down, we make a plan. And I can tell you that just acknowledging and starting, and I was able to start over right in the middle of everything. So those that have been skiing for a month now already listening to this, you can start now because it was like snap of the fingers, pow, everything's changed. I mean, in three times going back to the gym, my trainer is like, oh, wow. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
Like, and we have ramped things completely different. I'm doing a lot of, I mean, I've set goals, you know, I mean, simple stuff like maybe, you know, I want to bench press my body weight 10 times. That's that far away goal, right? I can't do that. You know, I'm not even close to that right now. But anyway, you know, so that's out there. So now we have milestones along the way. Now we have things we're doing. I have many now new set goals and new ways to do things. And that bench press my body weight 10 times, that's just a lifetime thing, you know, whatever. Like, that's not going to help my water skiing.
Yeah.
But it was something that I just threw out there and we're like, hey, let's work towards that. That actually is something we can work towards, you know? So, it has completely changed. Like when I get in the car to drive to the gym, I'm not dreading going to the gym anymore. Now I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get this and this done. Today, I will push myself further than I have ever pushed myself on this journey so far, right? Like I now have intention. I have fire. I'm like, and it's crazy because I've been doing the same thing for 18 months. So I think that's what the kind of big story thing that we're kind of talking about here is we need intention and purpose for what we're doing. And that's why Trent and I always say, like, every set of every day counts, and let's make sure that we're accountable for it, that we we have our intentions, and this is what brings the joy. Getting lost in the process is that's where the magic is, people. It's not in the day. When you run that 35 off that we've been talking about, you're just going to go, yep, I did it. What's my next goal? Like, it's not going to be that thing like, ah, because you did all the hard work. You already knew you were ready for it.